Yeah, Catherine, I think, you know, it's very, very unfair that the fishermen in Uras have to travel to tie their boats up in Buncrana during the winter time because they can't tie up at Uras Pier. This time of year is one of the most fruitful times for fishermen, and it's very unfair that they have to do this. The council have applied to the department on a number of occasions, but there is no money, there is no capital funding coming for piers. I think it's very, very unfair because here in Donegal, and especially in North Donegal, fishing is a very prominent sector. There's a lot of people working on it. And we have to make our piers and our harbours as safe as possible for the fishermen. And at the minute, there's a number of piers that need to work, but especially Uras Pier, it certainly needs either an extension or a slipway so that boats can lift their boats in the evening time when they come back and they don't have to do an hour's journey to another pier in difficult, dangerous weather to tie up their boats. And I think it's got to the stage now where it's just unworkable for the fishermen out there, and I think both the Donegal County Council and the department must find this money to do some remedial works to the pier.
And I'm sure the funding wouldn't be that extortionate to carry out this much needed work.
No, it wouldn't. Probably 300,000 or 400,000 would do a multitude of work to the pier in Uras. Like the slipway was coming in at slightly over 200,000 to put on a slipway, and you know that type of money. The problem we have that there's only 2 million allocated to piers countrywide, where Donegal County Council has 100 piers, over 100 piers actually in the whole county, and we're getting an allocation of about 220,000 to 230,000. So you can see how little money is coming in from the department for piers and harbours, and with Donegal having such a big influx of piers and such a big influx of coast, that type of money is nearly used up before it even comes here in maintenance and small things that has to be done to piers. So there is no real money coming into this county for piers, and I think this is something that really needs to be targeted. It needs to be, you know, extra money coming in for piers, especially as I say, to a county that has over 100 piers and has a very, very prominent fishing sector working from it.